Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about following Jesus, knowing Him as the one who heals, and looking at different things the Bible says about the healing that we need, the healing that God provides. And as we've talked about already on Monday and Tuesday, sometimes that healing isn't the same as the one that we think we want. And the healing of the physical body, God does. But there comes a time when each one of us experience physical ailments that, well, are part of life. And God can bring relief to those, or God can bring peace in the midst of the storm. The serious healing that we need is the healing that comes through the blood of Jesus, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And without that, any other healing that we receive is, well, simply temporary. Because these bodies aren't going to make it to heaven. We'll be changed. We'll be made new. And so we can live with great hope. But this morning, as we narrow in on a part of this aspect of healing and knowing not only Jesus as the one who heals, but how to reflect that in our life, we're going to be talking and praying about being healed by pleasant words. A little bit of what that might look like in our life. Proverbs 16, verse 24 says, "Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." It's fascinating to me, at least. When I was a child in 4-H, I took beekeeping, and so had a couple beehives and would work with that, and I was never very good at it. It seemed regardless of how much I followed the instructions of what I ought to be doing, I'd get stung every time. But I kept with it for a little while because I really liked the honey. And I remember I'd sneak a couple jars of it into my room and keep them there so that I could have a little snack, whatever I wanted. And today, the honey is touted as a very healthy thing, especially honey that's harvested in the area in which you live. And people will promote quite a list of health benefits to eating natural honey, honey from the comb. And we think we discovered something new. And God had given that information through Proverbs. That just like honeycomb is sweet and brings healing, so do pleasant words. Somehow we've not always remembered that. Just as we've had to relearn that honey is good for us, we may need to relearn that pleasant words ought to be a thing. Now, I think most of the time that I've heard this talked about, it tends to focus on the benefit of pleasant words to those who hear. And rightfully so. That's an incredible part of the application of this verse of God's Word. That we encourage others by the pleasant words we use. We bring healing. We bring a sweetness to their life that not only promotes a better well-being, but it promotes a physical well-being. And we know through studies the damage that's caused to our physical bodies when our mind and spirit are not at peace. The physical effects of depression and anxiety, of worry and fear. The emotions that we struggle with and sometimes are multiplied by the words of others cause us not to feel well, not to be well. And it's not that those are always the underlying root cause, but they take the things that are already not going right and they exasperate it. They make it worse. And so it's important that in our conversations with others that we use to the best of our ability and appropriately pleasant words. The pleasant words which have a calming effect. Now sometimes a person is so distraught that even pleasant words don't seem to make much difference. And there are times where even pleasant words aren't the right solution. Sometimes being quiet and listening is a better solution. But how we respond when it is appropriate to respond will determine to some extent how helpful we are to what the other person needs. The Bible says that we ought to live and act and even speak in such a way that our words benefit those who hear. And so we choose pleasant words. Words which build up rather than tear down. Words which strengthen rather than weaken. Words which heal rather than wound. But as important as it is to use pleasant words for the benefit of others, I believe this verse also applies to the sweetness and healing in our own life. Perhaps you've known someone that's been labeled as a cantankerous old man or old woman. Someone who just is never happy. And they're labeled that because, well, they've done a pretty good job of letting everybody know that they're never happy. And it just seems like there's always one thing after another that isn't right. And physically. And sometimes the harm that is done to people through our words is caused by others, but sometimes the harm that is done to us is caused by our own words. The Bible says that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so whether it's a cause and effect or an effect and a cause, the words that we use become a thermometer, so to speak, as to the temperature of our heart. Is it pleasant or worried? Is it peaceful or angry? And when the words of anger spill out of our mouth, it feeds the emotions of anger that already reside in our heart. And the more that we feed those things like anger and anxiety and fear by our own words, the more they grow. And the more those things grow in our life, the more damaging they are to our physical being. And so when we choose pleasant words, even in the midst of uncomfortable situations, we help calm ourselves. And you might be thinking, but you don't understand the situation I'm in. Where in the world would I find pleasant words? God's given them to us. Sometimes one of the best things to do when finding yourself in the midst of uncertainty and anxiety and emotions which cause turmoil in your life is to sit with God's Word. I always think Philippians is a great place to start in the midst of those, because Paul's continually reminding us to be joyful. And it's always good to read that in the context in your mind that Paul's writing this while he's in chains, while he's in prison, unjustly. And he says, be joyful. The pleasant words, I think, were meant to encourage and benefit the Philippians, but I also think they were meant to encourage and benefit him as he was writing. How much easier would have it been to write of all of the troubles that he was experiencing in the prison that he was in? The discomfort, the pain, the neglect, the mistreatment even. And you get glimpses of some of those things throughout Paul's writing, but they're definitely not the focus, and they're definitely always given in a way that's meant to encourage others to persevere rather than to have pity on him. The pleasant words were for the benefit of us as readers of God's Word, but they were also for the benefit of himself. It doesn't mean that we look to the entire world through rose-colored glasses, but it means that we examine our life and discover all the good that God continues to do. And we choose to focus on that. Not closing our eyes to the wickedness and evil of this world, not shutting our minds off to the troubles that do exist. But seeing there's more than just wickedness and evil, there's more than just troubles. There's a God, there's a Savior who has overcome this world. So those pleasant words are sweet. Oh, they taste so good. And they bring healing to the bones, to the body, to our physical being. And so today, as we live life, you may not have a medical degree. Most of us don't, but I appreciate those who do. But you can bring healing to yourself and to others by the pleasant words of Jesus, the one who heals. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to know Jesus as Lord, as Savior, as friend. And Father, we recognize the great value and benefit of guarding our words, being careful in not just what we speak, but the words that we think. There are so many times that words will go through our mind that we do choose to filter out, and yet they're still there. So help us to not only guard our mouth, but to guard our thoughts. Take every thought captive, making them obedient to Jesus, so that our words would be pleasant, that they would be sweet, not only in our own ears, but in the ears of those who hear, so that much healing could take place. Help us to be mindful of how our words affect our own attitude. And then help us to see how those same words affect others. Forgive us for those times where our words have not been pleasant. We've destroyed rather than built up. We've destroyed others. We've destroyed ourselves. We've convinced ourselves that we'll never amount to what we ought to, what we want to. And somehow we end up believing ourselves rather than believing you, who says that the old is gone, the new has come. If anyone is in Christ, we are a new creation. And because we're a new creation filled with your Spirit, that we can live with confidence that the one within us is greater than ourselves, let alone greater than the world. So help us to be more diligent in our time with you and your word, to fill our mind and our thoughts and our mouth with good and pleasant words. And Father, help us to not only use pleasant words, but to share with others the healing and great value in guarding our tongue. And Father, may those pleasant words that we speak, which bring healing to us and healing to others, always be centered around Jesus. May He be the reason that we have pleasant words in our mouth. May He be the reason we have pleasant words to share. May we consistently lift Him up as the reason that healing is found in the words that we use. So that, Father, as we lift Him up, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.